This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on a Friday morning from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Also being heard on 93.7 FM to great radio stations across America and around the world. And hello to the Caribbean affiliates that we have. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and to all our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have over there. Take advantage of them. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello.
Now, we've got a caller on the line, so let's see if what the question is that the caller has. You ready?
Yep.
Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Denise Simon?
Good morning, Captain. My name is Covington. I've talked to you before.
Oh, yes,
really
sir.
Quick.
Yes, sir.
Kellyanne Conway is a good pick for the president. You stated that she's just a really smart person.
Right.
We've already gotten rid of Bolton,
yep,
which is a good thing.
Yep.
I want to know why the president doesn't get rid of Kudlow. He's a guy with
television guy.
He's
a television guy, right?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, he's got a history major, for Pete's sake, and he's supposed to be in charge of the economy.
Yeah.
He's not doing a very good job of it. He was
all right, well, let's find out. Let's find out. All right, thank you very much, Covington. Okay, well, Denise, the question is, Larry Kudlow, who had a television show on the economy, and he was always doing what he was doing there, should he have to go as well?
Well, I don't think that Kudlow is really doing policy. I think he's more of the TV guy.
The rah-rah attaboy guy?
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. And, you know, I don't know that he's necessarily in the whole finance piece, the trade piece, you know, blaming the Fed and all. I think Kudlow is more of a kind of a Carol Merrill, if you will.
Yeah.
You know.
Why didn't they pick Stephen Moore for something like that? I mean, he at least is an economist, right?
He is. Apparently there were a few clashes. Now, he was part of a committee, and there were apparently a few clashes, so that one didn't work out.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people that were out there that, you know, we would think that would have been, you know, part of the administration. In fact, I would say some of them had in kind of committee forms or advisory forms, but not just actually on the payroll. You know, Colonel Alan West, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's really kind of peculiar. Maybe I just think in some cases there were real personality conflicts, and That's kind of where we are.
All right. Well, let's talk about Andrew McCabe, because that seems to be the story going into the weekend, because yesterday we heard again that he had been referred for criminal charges. Don't know if that's going to... Go ahead.
Now, look, the Inspector General's report had four places in there, and out of the Inspector General's report, those have been referrals for criminal charges. Now, having said that, there had been a couple of grand jury hearings on these particular items, I believe. Now, we can't prove that because you're not supposed to know about what was going on.
They're secret, but there's supposedly one in session now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, where we are with this is now, as a result of the grand juries, McCabe and his lawyer had gone to the Department of Justice, I think, a couple of times in the last few weeks, making the appeal not to charge him. So that had already happened.
Uh-huh.
And as of yesterday, that appeal was denied. So we don't know what the official charges are going to be. We don't know. I mean, it could be from the sublime to the ridiculous, although I don't believe that would come out of this kind of Justice Department. And I believe they would, if it does proceed in that way, they'll end up with some kind of a deal on paper like they did with General Petraeus.
Okay, now, we're also hearing there are some other people involved in this, but that may or may not happen this time around. We did hear that there is a secret, and I don't know where they get this information from, but there is a secret grand jury meeting right now.
Okay, I mean
it's, you know, I don't know where they get the information. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, right? Yep. We'll see. Okay, well, at the very least, somebody's going to get charged with something. We just don't know what the something is.
Correct.
Or who the somebody is. All right, well, let's see here. We're going to run out of time, but and I'll continue that thought for just a second. Do you suppose Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, maybe James Comey, maybe some other people might get involved to get in charge of something, you suppose?
I think it's premature. I mean, we sit out here and we're all kind of hopeful on these things, but I think some of this is premature, and we just have to be patient and we have to be strategic in the thinking, because there are other piece parts to this, and that's what John Dunham is doing.
All righty.
Dunham.
All right, yep, Dunham. Durham. Okay, and we'll be right back. Whoops, doggone it. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a lot more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. We appreciate you, and Wayne will be back on the program again next week. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, remember, the members of the USCCA not only had the peace of mind knowing they're protected against crushing legal fees, but they also get a lot of world-class training. Did you know the USCCA has certified gun instructors? Not only do they teach on the range, they also teach laws and various ways that you can defend yourself. Now, you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense is now a clear and present danger, and nobody should have to go it alone. So, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the USCCA logo link on the right column, it's right there. Check out the membership. By the way, you'll have a window that'll drop down offering the opportunity to sign up for a gun a day giveaway. Every day they give a gun away. And if you don't sign up for it, we can't announce you as a winner now, can we? So sign up, and eventually somebody on this program is going to win a gun, and we'll be able to tell everybody who it is. And also, don't forget, 3 levels of membership with the $474 worth of free stuff you get for becoming a member. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there on the right tab of the website. All righty. Back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. Now, Denise, tell us, we talked about this last night, but we've got questions from several people wanting to know about this asylum and what the Supreme Court did. They're thinking that the president can now go ahead and change the law by executive order. Doesn't work that way.
No. they have a policy. What they're doing is we're changing the procedure, not the law, but the procedure. And that is, I have to go back and tell you where this really came from, though I haven't done that. But anyway, you have to apply to the first state or for the third country, the first safe country. And so the Supreme Court ruled that plan, that rule change or that procedural change can stay. And that was done by the Supreme Court. The challenges legally to the change or to the procedures that are being going through, you know, the lower courts now can continue to go through those lower courts. But until that happens, until those cases are decided, the Supreme Court said the Trump administration can have these procedural changes. It's not changing the law, it's just changing how it applied, I suppose. I don't really like how you said that, but
I think I get it.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, excuse me. And, of course, folks, we're talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you can go there to her website and read all the great things that she has to offer over there, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. So getting back to some of the things the Dems were talking about and throwing out back and forth, Elizabeth Warren came out with a deal where she wants to raise the tax on Social Security and boost the paychecks $200 each per month. But in order to do that, she was going to tax the wealthy of the wealthiest, and there isn't enough money in China to do that, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, as each hour went by, our debt was tripling. You know, eliminating student debt and, you know, those other kinds of things. So, I mean, her answer for everything was taxing the wealthy, taxing Wall Street and breaking up this and doing that. So, I mean, that right into itself is tyrannical as far as I'm concerned.
But yeah.
That's, yeah.
And then you had Beto.
Yeah.
With his credit card deal that he wanted to, he said the credit cards enable mass shootings, and he wanted credit card companies to stop allowing people to buy AR-15s or the ammunition or anything like that, and he specifically named AR-15s. Well, it's not the AR-15s that are doing what it's doing. The majority of the shootings happen with a pistol, and they're suicides.
Hey, you don't convince me.
Jeez, God.
Some of this has already taken place, though.
Uh-huh.
And this is where Beto's getting the idea. Because remember, I think it was Bank of America that if you've got some of these gun manufacturers,
yep,
they were closing their bank accounts. So what he's doing is he's taking that concept now over to the credit card companies.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, what did you think of what we found out yesterday about Elizabeth Warren being a direct descendant of an Indian fighter militia member who his widow got a pension for his battles with the Seminole tribe down here in Florida?
I read a sentence or two and then I walked away from it because I think that whole part of her claims is ridiculous. So, I mean, I just kind of dismissed it.
Can we use the word nuts?
Well, yeah, we can use that. I call her Liawatha.
Liawatha, that's a good one.
I call her Liawatha. Trump called her Pocahontas.
Yeah, and somebody called her Folksahontas.
So we got a combination of name here. By the way, the president made a statement yesterday, and you got to think about this for a second and say, okay, what are we doing now? He said he would consider an interim trade agreement with China. How interim are we going to go here?
Well, this is the interesting thing. He keeps saying that the trade talks are going well and China's coming back to the table, blah, 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 blah. But for right now, what seems to be happening is he's backing off on his hard line.
Yeah.
And I think that's due to some pressures here that he's getting from the agricultural industry, from the retail industry. So he's beginning to, and he's using it as a gesture of goodwill and he's waffling a little bit.
And so he's even thrown an olive branch, if you will, a little bit of an olive branch to Iran.
Yes, and I heard two nights ago here on a local Tampa radio station about a Senator Cruz tweet where he said he hopes that the president isn't backing off or beginning to go soft. And then somebody on whatever radio show said that was the most ridiculous tweet you'd ever seen. Well, all of a sudden, there might be some merit to that. It looks like there's some other things that are happening here. And there was some discussion about Trump meeting with Rouhani at the UN General Assembly. I'm seeing some things telling us that that's not going to happen.
Right.
So we don't know where that necessarily is. But, yes, I think some of this hardline stuff is beginning to go a little bit mushy on us.
By the way, there's a sheriff in California who has urged all concealed carry holders to exercise their rights in defense against active shooters.
A couple of sheriffs that are doing that. Yeah, I think there were three counties all next to each other that were kind of banding together and almost having like a sanctuary.
Yeah, these are rural counties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. Sanctuary protection for the Second Amendment, which is not a new concept either, because I think there was a sheriff in Washington State that was doing the same thing.
Right. Now, are we having an impeachment inquiry, an impeachment investigation, or what is Jerry Nadler actually up to? What's he trying to do? Because
what passed out of the judiciary party line vote?
Yep.
Was kind of the rules on how the inquiry goes forward. That was all.
All righty. We will let you go. We'll catch you on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, tomorrow, Saturday, I'll be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey for at least 2 hours from noon to two. Might be there until three. Depends on if some people show up from Georgia.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week. To the Democrats now, the top 10 men and women who want to be president engaged in a third debate in Houston, Texas, sponsored by ABC News and Univision. All 10 on the stage together with four moderators, including David Muir from World News Tonight and George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week, the event at Texas Southern University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and veterans news segment here at the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, the other one right here in the Clearwater, Florida area that you can go to and find out more about. And here is more about them right here, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now,
we know, folks, that more and more of the young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have been going to the technical schools to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay them more than a college degree, but they don't start out at 100% of whatever the going rate is. We call them 80%ers, especially if they start out in a union job, whether it's a plumber, pipe fitter, welder, whatever it is you're doing, electrician. You're going to start out at 80% of whatever the going rate is, and you're going to be an apprentice for a while. How would you like to start out in a job that would pay you $50,000 or $60,000 a year after 14 months of training with an unlimited opportunity to make as much money as you could possibly physically do? Well, you can by going to the National Aviation Academy and finding out what they're all about and becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, they have a phone number, 800-659-2080, that you can call. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Or you can go to one of their campuses, Concord, Mass, outside Boston. Or you can go to Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Stop by, see what they have to say, and ask to take the tour. Now, find out more about them at naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call and take the tour. 800-659-2080 is the phone number, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. Now, some good news about the wall. We'll see if this can be done. The president and his administration said this week that they plan on building between 450 and 500 miles of fencing along the nearly 2,000-mile border by the end of 2020. Now, at the very least, this is an amphibious undertaking funded by billions of defense dollars that had been earmarked for things like military-based schools, target ranges, and maintenance facilities. So, this has to be, of course, still approved by the Senate, and whether or not that's going to happen, who knows. But we are watching this to see what happens, and hopefully it'll take care of itself and we'll be able to do what we're doing. But the Democrats are throwing everything they can in the way of progress here to get this stopped. Now, soldiers from the Big Red One will be the first to field the most advanced night vision goggles that the soldiers have ever carried. And all of its associated improvements, this will start later this month. Something that's been needed for a while. Can't wait to see how they work out, by the way. And, of course, searching for warning signs authorities might be missing during the next months, leading up to an investigation in Okinawa. Military investigators have begun downloading an internet browser, which has got the history of the dead hospitalman, third class Gabriel Olivero's computer. That's definitely a murder investigation going on there over in Okinawa, which is part of Japan. And there's a lot of interest in Japan about that to see how we handle that. Now, the Air Force and a non-nuclear bomber could someday carry hypersonic weapons. We're talking about the B-1B Lancer bomber that can be modified to hold more ordnance. Now, it's a step that may, in fact, pave the way to future hypersonic weapons payloads. We'll see. And what the Army has learned is now being passed over to the Marines when it comes to armored reconnaissance vehicle prototypes. Now, the Marine Corps plans to have a replacement for one of its oldest combat vehicles, the Light Armored Vehicle, or LAV, by the end of the next decade. It may happen sooner because some of the prototypes are out there now. And, of course, the grunts are getting those new binocular night vision goggles that we talked about. They'll all have them between now and spring of 2020. And by the way, these won't be the ones that are green. You know, some of the night goggles you look through, they got that green parama that you look at. We'll see how this works out. And the tactical tablet is now helping Marines to cut through the fog of war. This is where the ground combat Marines test an upgraded version of the tactical tablet designed to help units see through the fog of war and to make decisions faster than ever before. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. And when it comes to veterans news, veterans with PTSD and anxiety have now turned to beekeeping for relief. You heard me right, beekeeping. Now, researchers are beginning to study whether or not beekeeping has a therapeutic benefit, and if it does, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be headed for the beehives. How about that? In addition, a federal court this week ordered Veterans Affairs officials to reimburse veterans for all expenses at a non-department emergency medical center. Now, this is a move that can mean payouts of tens of thousands of dollars to patients facing financial distress because of their hospital bills. They didn't go originally to get that bill taken care of. It wasn't included in there because they weren't going to pay it anyway. But we'll see how all that plays out in the weeks ahead. Hopefully it'll be taken care of. Now, a spending bill is making its way through the Senate. Now includes at least $1 billion more for hypersonics and hypersonics defense than what the Pentagon had requested back in March. And again, we'll watch and we'll see how this works out. Now, House members have sought to get some language changed with the NDAA. Now, a handful of congressmen are pushing hard for the House Senate Conference Committee in the 2020 NDAA to include a provision that would transfer procurement authority for the light attack aircraft, the LAA, to Special Operations Command in the Air Force and present one with a situation where they could buy into what was being said. We'll wait and see how that works out. And House members who also are considering five different candidates, the Senate is too, over John Bolton. We don't know who the five candidates are. We just know that Mike Pompeo is not going to be one of them. And we'll see. Yesterday they were even touting the name of Kellyanne Conway. I don't know if that's going to happen either. But Republican and Democratic U.S. senators revived an effort to pressure Saudi Arabia over human rights by pushing the country to fulfill its commitment to provide $750 million this year to help the people of Yemen. They had pledged to do that. So far, they haven't seen a dime. This is according to a letter that was seen by Reuters. And they should be doing something about this. We'll see how that works out. Now, when we come back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. You'll want to hear that. A lot of different financial news being battered about tonight. And we'll ask him about Larry Kudlow. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski is on deck.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S Nissan of Newport Richey and Crystal River. And I am now driving a brand spanking new Nissan Murano SV, and it is loaded. Some people last night got to see it in the parking lot over there at American Legion Post number 5, where we had the event with Brandon Rimes. And I mean to tell you, folks, this car will get up and do it. I love the truck, but I love this little sports SUV, too. And I shouldn't say little. It's not that small. It's a medium-sized SUV. But check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or take a little drive to Newport Richey or Crystal River to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to give you a $500 discount off whatever vehicle you pick. Just tell them the captain sent you. And remember, they're the original home of You Serve, You Save. Always, always, You Serve, You Save. 24/7. 365 never goes away. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Friday, 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 and you're getting ready to go fishing.
I wish I was ready to go fishing.
Yeah, well, I just said that. You're probably going to another lacrosse tournament or something.
Yeah, college trips today. Taking my son almost every weekend, going here, there, and everywhere, checking out various different colleges.
Have you taken him to Syracuse yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, come on now.
We're bouncing around. We're going to get up there eventually. We just got to basically hit the local ones. Next weekend's a big one. We're going up to West Point on Friday and Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he gets into West Point, I would be there for that one because West Point, to me, you can do no better.
I totally agree, and he's lucky. The coaches have been great, and they want him to come up and visit the school and see everything. And we're going to go next weekend. Looking forward to it.
Good, good. And I remember when that kid was the last time I really paid attention to him. He was knee high to a grasshopper. You used to bring him around to some of the events we had.
They grow fast, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about a poll that's out there. And the poll finds something very interesting about Donald Trump, which the Democrats aren't going to like. But the typical American voter now identifies himself more with Donald Trump over the Dems on ideology.
The funny thing is, I think, 99% of America does, and they just are often afraid to say it or do it. And what's interesting is that, as of late, and you and I were talking about this before we came on.
Right.
You got two of the country's best comedians. You got Dave Chappelle and you got Bill Burr, who just did specials on Netflix that are totally politically incorrect based upon what's going on in this country. And all the critics came out and criticized them, but the viewers, 99%
they love it. They love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Because they're taking on all of the nonsense and saying the things that you're not supposed to say. People are getting tired of all of this. You can't say this and I'm this and I can't have, do this. It's getting ridiculous. And thank God we're starting to get some bit of a blowback. It's funny. It's Bill Burr's comedy special. It's almost like he's making fun of all these types and critics and media people and journalists, almost like that they were like little gnats, and he was just kind of like batting them away. And that's how I have always been on my program, and I know that's how you are too. You don't care. I don't care what you have to say.
Now, did you hear the latest about vaping coming out of the White House and President Trump?
I heard that he's thinking about banning it.
That's right.
Because I don't know how easy that's going to be. You saw some of the tobacco stocks actually get hit.
Yeah.
Based upon that. I do think it's something that you're going to have to continue to study.
Well, the reason that he's talking about banning is because there are reports out there talking about the problems they're having. They're not vaping tobacco products or emulating that. They're doing super glue. They're doing paint. They're doing stuff that can kill you.
Yeah, but Matt, my thing is this. You can also do that with a pipe, can't you?
Yep, you sure can.
You can ban pipes. You can do a lot of stupid things. We're talking about I'm totally against vaping. I don't smoke. I don't smoke cigars. I have no interest in any of that stuff. But I also think if somebody wants to do it, fine. And I know that, people that smoke who stop smoking and are vaping rather than smoking. Now, neither of them are in particularly very good for you, but guess what? Vaping, I think, is a hell of a lot better than actually smoking.
Okay, why is Carl Icahn moving all his operations down to Florida?
Your guess is as good as mine, okay? I'm not going to go ahead and say that, it's all because of taxes. I think that might have something to do with it.
That's the headline.
He didn't say that. That's what I... Because I went and I checked this out. He said he told his workers he was moving down there because of, he was getting older and he wants to... retired. He was looking for a better climate. I'm sure it has something to do with it as well. But he's moving all of his operations, one of his offices in Manhattan, one of his offices in White Plains, down to Miami.
By the way, Twitter, which is a company that a lot of people like to chastise, I think finally did something that might make a little sense. They blocked the accounts of Raul Castro and the Cuban media.
I'm not big with blocking anything. That's kind of my take on things. I think that if people want to say dumb stuff, let them say dumb stuff. I don't like, because when you start censoring things, Matt, you know, who's deciding on what's going to be censored?
Uh-huh.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm more in line with just let, you know, let idiots say what they want to say. And, you know, let it all sort out, let people figure it out.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, there's a report coming out here that retail bankruptcies and store closures are on the rise in the first half of 2019. It surpassed some earlier estimates and trends. What's going on here?
What estimates, Matt? I'm sorry.
Retail bankruptcies and store closures are on the rise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sears and Kmart? Was that because of them?
It's part of it.
Okay.
It's most certainly a part of it. Let me be honest with you. You know, this shouldn't be any surprise to people. And if you know, everybody wants to, you want to blame it all on, you want to go ahead and blame it all on Amazon, you're wrong. It's a lot of these businesses making poor decisions. It's just that. You went ahead, you overexpanded. You know, some of these companies have been around for a while. And, you know, I talked about this yesterday in my podcast a while and got into the mind of many of these CEOs, in particular retail,
right,
that, you know, you get people coming in there and saying, hey, you need to borrow all this money. You need to expand all these markets. How many times, Matt, for your listeners too, you walk around a town or you be in a city or whatever it may be, and you'll ask yourself, why are there so many of these stores?
Right.
Why do they have so many of them? Well, hey, you know what? They overexpanded, and that cost them a lot of money. And some of them weren't able to come back from that. Some of them came out with poor products that people didn't like, did the wrong thing. There's a myriad of different reasons. But yeah, there's a lot of retail companies that just haven't been able to make it through, and they're going to go under.
By the way, did you see that they got that boat that burnt and went to the bottom of the drink down in 60 foot of water? They raised it yesterday.
No, I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, they raised that boat, the ones where the 34 people died. They raised
in California?
Yeah, they raised that boat up, and now they're taking it to shore to see what they can find out.
Yeah, it's great that they're doing that. It's one of the things that, you know, that's what makes boats safer. That's what makes everything safer. This is why, you know, they do all the studies when something happens with an airplane, is because, you know, every single time that there's an accident or something wrong happens, is the opportunity to learn from it and move on. Again, we're all curious in regards to what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll find out. I'm sure we'll find out whatever it is that's going on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, the budget deficit passed the $1 trillion mark for fiscal 2019, but then came a report that their revenues were a little higher than what they thought they were going to be, and I guess the tariffs have kicked in, adding more money to the financial pot, and it looks like as if the budget deficit will be below $1 trillion this year for the first time in a while. Looks like. Didn't say it was going to be.
All due respect, Matt, I'm not putting on a hat and doing a dance and, you know, saying, yay, look at this.
I got a hat for you.
I'm not thrilled with the way that we handle our finances in this country at all. And you know that. I've been talking about that for a while. I mean, at some point in time, there's going to be a financial reckoning day. We have to get our budget balanced ASAP.
Okay. I was given a Trump 2020 hat last night at a function I was at. And they said, and it's a red hat. They said, are you going to wear that? I said, sure. Every time I come to one of the Trump Club meetings, I'll have it on. So we got to go. And I'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You got to take your kid to Syracuse, Chris. Gee whiz. Get up there and show them the Saltine Warrior, who still is around, I've been told. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, coming up.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.